Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Before we begin, I've got some big news. I have just written my first book, Happy Not Perfect, Upgrade Your Mind, Challenge Your Thoughts, and Free Yourself from Anxiety. The book will teach you my easy flex method for more flexible thoughts that will help change your thinking to transform your life. You'll read about my own journey from stress, low self-esteem, and negativity, and how I was able to turn it around by learning how my mind worked from world-leading experts like my podcast guests and understanding what would help my mind work better for me. If you've enjoyed my show, please pre-order the book in the link in the show notes. I can't wait for you to read it and start practicing a flexible mindset.
Your genes are not your destiny. The genes may load the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger, so that if you can take the right supplements, think the right thoughts, do the right exercise, and really be in social contact with one another, which is so important for longevity and health, you can override whatever the gods of destiny have dealt you.
Hello and welcome to the Not Perfect podcast. I'm your host, Poppy Jamie, the founder of award-winning mindfulness app, Happy Not Perfect. And this show is about upgrading our mind, our energy, and our understanding of how we can live life to our fullest potential. Over the next few weeks, I'm interviewing thought leaders, scientists, nutritionists, and experts to share tips and tricks for how we can shed the old and step into the new. I hope you join me on the journey. It is a total honor to have today's guest, a wellness industry pioneer, visionary, and industry trailblazer. A world-leading nutritionist breaking new ground in functional medicine and healing. It is Anne Louise Gittleman. She was talking about well-being before anyone even knew what well-being meant. At age 70, she continues to make waves in the health and wellness industry. She's an award-winning New York Times best-selling author of over 35 books. Her latest book is titled Radical Longevity, A New View of Aging, one that defies conventional wisdom and redefines the aging process with resilience, vitality, and grace for cellular regeneration. The topic of aging is important for every age, because why wait? We can all be putting into practice healthy aging habits and techniques to ensure we support our health for as long as possible. What is a favorite quote you like to return to often and why?
The one that I think is so important to me now with the launch of Radical Longevity is that aging is a privilege denied to far too many. And that's because I'm launching a book about living longer and extending your youth span. So I think that really speaks to me, body, mind, and spirit.
And also, At the moment, I feel culture makes us terrified of aging, and it's so nice to have a positive perspective on it.
Well, we need to be positive because all the lessons that we learn in life are really opportunities. Opportunities to grow and learn and to be resilient and to overcome.
Yes. What's a life lesson you've been reminded of recently?
This too shall pass.
And why is that?
Because I'm concerned about what's going on with people being in such fear due to COVID. There's such fatigue. There's such separation from family. And I know how important contact is and social contact and camaraderie and hugs and kisses and so on and so forth. So I'm just praying to God that this too shall pass. And I kind of affirm that every single day.
That's really reassuring to hear you say that. And how do you define happiness?
Happiness is total well-being and total serenity for body, mind, and spirit, and it's really involved with ultimate health and healing. So when you feel good from the inside out and the outside in, you're truly happy.
Thank you for that. So one thing I'd love for you to explain about your book, because I think it is really relevant, is the point on epigenetics. What is epigenetics and why is it so important when we are thinking about the longevity of our health?
Because your genes are not your destiny. The genes may load the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger, so that if you can overcome bad genes, and I'm one of them that has insufficient genes for longevity, by the way, because I've done all my genes. But if you can take the right supplements, think the right thoughts, do the right exercise, and really be in social contact with one another, which is so important for longevity and health, you can override whatever the gods of destiny have dealt you. And I have not been dealt the best hand, so I'm living proof of that at the age of 72.
It is so inspiring to hear you say that, because I think that isn't promoted enough. I feel that a lot of people do think that their genes are destiny, and then it becomes more of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I was fascinated because in your book, you talk about fascia, which is something that I also think is very under-discussed. I know this is a simple question, but what is fascia and how do they contribute to our health?
Well, I'll tell you something. Fascia is a soft tissue that surrounds all your muscles, your tendons, and your ligaments. And oftentimes when the fascia gets stuck or gets frozen together, you think you have arthritis and limited movement. And one of the problems when you grow older is the loss of independence without the ability to move properly. So that's where stretching, massage, deep breathing, and even cupping and acupuncture come into play. You've got to get that soft tissue flexible, moving, and nourish. And you can do that nutritionally. You can do that with physical fitness. You can do that with the way that you think and the way that you move on a daily basis. So getting that fascia unstuck, I think, should be a real focus as we get older and get wiser.
At what point did you learn about fascia and how was your fascia influencing your health?
I had a severe concussion over 10, 20 years ago. Now, I think it was in 2007. We're going on It's over 10 years. It's almost 15 years at this point. And it started affecting my jaw, which I'm still working on. It started to affect my jaw because of the way that I fell, my shoulder, my arm, my hands. And I learned that it wasn't a real physical injury per se. In other words, I didn't break anything or strain anything, but I had fascia that became stuck with internal adhesions or internal scars. And when I started working on that to loosen the scars, to loosen the adhesions, I regained full movement of my left hand, left shoulder, and left TMJ. So I'm a big believer in fascia. This is all enlightened self-interest. I couldn't write about these things if I never experienced them myself.
In the book, you talk about how body holds trauma. You just touched upon the fact that a physical trauma was, you know, affecting your fascia. How does emotional trauma affect our fascia and our longevity in our health longevity?
Well, it's something that I never paid much attention to until recently, quite frankly. And the expression is that the issues are in your tissues. And so unhealed childhood trauma, whatever that can be, any kind of abandonment, any kind of traumatized experience that you witnessed secondhand or thirdhand can even affect you to this day. So you've got to really dig deep to figure that out. I know that the heart can be really a source of hidden anger by the gallbladder, disappointment, fear sticks in the kidneys. And I also think that overthinking affects the pancreas. So all of these emotions and fears and traumas can be stored in the tissues and the ligaments and the tendons, and we have to get to the point where we start releasing them through physical movement. The best way to do that is through homeopathy, the botched flower remedies, which originated in Wales, I believe, and through the use of the proper nutrition. So all that I go into in great detail in the book. People can actually die of heartbreak, for example. Did you know that, Poppy?
I did. I had read that, which is unbelievable, isn't it?
It is, but these things really have a life of their own. So you have to pay attention to that. And in many autoimmune diseases, it's now felt that there's a source of that, and that is the unhealed childhood trauma. And again, I never paid attention to that because I never felt that I had that kind of trauma. But so many of my clients, so many of my fans and followers really believe that that's the case, and so do some of the experts in the field. So whatever it is, you've got to unearth it, you've got to heal it, you've got to overcome and you have to bless it.
So you have healed thousands, probably millions of people around the world through your work. What would you say is the most common ailment that you constantly find yourself addressing?
I think it is lack of energy, to be honest with you. It's lack of energy. People that don't have the get up and go that they deserve to have. And a lot of that is because of the toxicity of the environment. As we get older, our bodies become betrayed by the environment because it's just loaded with toxins, from the heavy metals to the radiation, to the chemicals, to the viruses, to the bacteria that we're all exposed to on a daily basis. So we have to fortify the glands. You see, you're not going to stop the outer environment from being toxic, but the invincible fortress comes from within. So on a daily basis, I love people to take an adrenal supplement or an adaptogen and a thyroid supplement or adaptogen. And all that, of course, is laid out in lavender, as they say in the book. So the thyroid and the adrenals are exceedingly important for energy. And I see that as a real issue as people get older. When people are in their 30s and 40s, their hormones go south. And a lot of that is because of the adrenal and the thyroid.
And one tip, you know, I've heard you talk a lot about, and it's also in your book too, is the power of hemp oil.
Hemp hooray. I love hemp. Bring on the hemp. And I love the hemp oil to be used as a salad dressing because it's the best thing for your skin. So if anybody has psoriasis or eczema, 1 to 2 tablespoons a day will keep psoriasis and eczema away.
Like topically?
Topically and internally. Use it as a salad dressing. You can't cook with it because it's a polyunsaturated, but you need to use it as a salad dressing. It's also an anti-radiation formula. So if you're exposed to radiation from your cell phones, or if you're near a cell phone tower, or if there's a lot of fallout because you're near a nuclear plant, you can use this as well because it seems to ward off radiation. So it is a kind of a remedy for the 21st century.
So to ward off radiation from our phone, it is the same, you know, either have it on a salad dressing or put it topically. Which one's better?
All the above. The best CBD oils that are so helpful for the nerves for so many people are actually made from hemp. So we know it has major, major effects on the neurotransmitter situation and your nerves as well. So I think it is truly a remedy that needs to be explored and utilized in all the safest ways.
What worries you most about modernity?
I think we're out of touch with nature's secrets. We're out of touch with our synchronicity. You know, we shouldn't be exposed to a lot of light when it's time to go to bed because that kills melatonin, which is so helpful for restful sleep and is anti-cancer. And I think it's important to really embrace the sun, not fear the sun, but embrace the sun at least 15 to 20 minutes a day. So that's what I'm so concerned about. And I'm a city slicker, so I'm one to talk. We need to bring nature inside. We need to be involved with what I call vitamin G, vitamin grounding. We need to ground to Mother Nature because it's a source of healing electrons that tamp down all the static electricity that we're exposed to on a daily basis. So that's why I ground myself at night. And whenever I can, I walk on the beach, I go swimming, or I walk on the sidewalk on cement. You need to be grounded with grounding and earthing equipment if you can't do that outside. And I do that by using a grounding earth band every single night for quality REM-filled sleep.
Are you quite anti-traveling on airplanes because of the radiation?
No, because I know what to do. I know how to protect myself. Whenever I travel and I'm on an airplane or it rains and it snows and I feel it's bringing down a lot of radiation, I jump into a salt and soda bath. This has been part of my routine for now 40 years. 2 cups of baking soda and 2 cups of sea salt in a hot tub filled with as hot as you can tolerate the water for about 20 minutes. And that neutralizes the acidity. We become very acidic when we're radioactive, when we're exposed to a lot of radiation, especially at 30,000 feet when we're in a plane. So right after I go, I'm at my destination. I bring my salt and soda and voila, no more jet lag, no more tiredness, no high acidity. I'm back to my fresh 70-year-old self.
It is amazing. And this is just only a couple of the secrets that you uncover in this book. I've highlighted most of it. The other tip, I know that you're a great fan of magnesium too.
I live on magnesium. I love magnesium internally, and I love that magnesium oil for my muscles, which will get very tight because I'm at a typewriter all day because of modern life. And we all are exposed to the same modern life and repetitive practices that you just can't help. So you have to have a kind of way of releasing it. And magnesium is my chill pill.
And what I love is, you know, all of these things are so simple, but yet, you know, we just look past them often.
You can't. And magnesium, because you're exposed to non-ionizing radiation from your cell phone to cell towers and so on and so forth, because we're living in a Wi-Fi soup, magnesium is one of the most important minerals that makes us EMF resistant, as well as the hempenparae. So you need to have your reserves well stocked with magnesium. That's 5 milligrams per pound of body weight. I don't know how that translates into kilograms, but it's 5 milligrams per pound of body weight. That's the biggest secret of all. People are not taking enough, Poppy.
I think I read somewhere that on average, 80% of people are magnesium deficient.
Very deficient because we're under such stress. Fear, this fear that is so prevalent these days with this pandemic and so forth, is making people very, very on edge. And as if that's not the only thing they're on edge about, juggling family, friends, and home, and just their safety concerns and so on and so forth. Magnesium is the key to living well, living long, and living a radical longevity lifestyle.
So I really want to ask your thoughts on mental health, because the data would suggest that mental health problems has skyrocketed in the past 10 years. And a lot of people would correlate that to usage with technology, for example. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the pandemic hasn't contributed to mental health issues. I think they've really skyrocketed because of what's going on now. And that's where I think the grounding comes into play. That's where I think taking the edge off with magnesium comes into play. That's where I think just being with people, whether it's virtually or it's a little more difficult to do it in person these days, is also very key. Now, I'm a big believer in these remedies that I alluded to before called the botched flower remedies. I find them very helpful for mental health challenges. And I really live on rescue remedy when I'm under any kind of mental health challenge. And I would advise any of your listeners, your viewers, your followers, your fans, to get in touch with the botched flower remedy, rescue remedy, which they can take on a daily basis. It is probably, just like my other chill pill magnesium, the most important thing you can do to kind of de-stress on a moment-to-moment basis every single day of the year.
And why? I because when we were little, when we ever had a music exam, my mother, that's the only thing that she would give us is Rescue Remedy. And when I read it in your book, it was really nostalgic, actually. It brought me back to all those memories when we were given it as children. But why is Rescue Remedy, why are flower remedies so helpful in managing, you know, stress, anxiety, fear?
It's a flower essence that provides healing frequencies from nature. And I think if we're out in nature more, we'd all be exposed, but we're not because of our modern day lifestyle, which just goes back to that question about being so alienated from what modern technology has exposed us to, and because we're not in synchronicity with the natural sun cycles. So I would say that if you take a look at the 38 botched flower remedies, I talk about several of them in the book, choose the three or four that are helpful. Mine is Impatience Rescue Remedy. Mimolus is a good one. The fourth one is Walnut. When I'm going into a new venture, I like to have all the old energies that could be dragging me down kind of neutralized. It's a wonderful thing to kind of tamp down some of that trauma that can keep you stuck in some of your bad habits and really redeem yourself for a better and helpful life.
Another love of yours, which I was thrilled to read, is you're a real promoter of drinking coffee, which I feel has had a really bad reputation because everyone is trying to get you off caffeine. But actually, you explain that coffee can actually be very good for us.
It's one of the highest sources of antioxidants. I am not a coffee drinker, full transparency, but the research is so compelling, I had to write about it because half my followers are major coffee drinkers. So at least I found the healthiest non-mold organic coffee on the planet, which is called Purity Coffee. And I talk about it in the book because it will keep you young because of the polyphenols. And it'll also keep you slimmer because it has a certain type of acid that's so important in burning fat. So 1 to 2 cups a day is really what I recommend in the book. And it's part and parcel of the morning blaster that I provide as a recipe for the 5-day reset and for the week sampler menu for the rest of the year.
So your book is divided into the rules for longevity, the first half of the book, and then it moves into explaining amazing recipes and also breaking down this 5-day longevity reset. Would you mind explaining to us, how did you even formulate this 5-day reset?
I wanted to give people a chance to give their livers a vacation. I wanted the gut to be on vacation, the liver to be on vacation, all the detoxification and elimination organs. So it's basically a liquid program where you've got a drink in the morning and a longevity soup that has all the proper vegetables, the polyphenols, all the detoxifying agents and rebuilding and restoring agents that the body needs on a daily basis to neutralize the slate so that you can start afresh. I want a clean slate as you move ahead. And you can actually do this every season. When the season changes, do a little bit of a reset. A liquid diet is very important. I don't think it's very important for people to fast necessarily. They need the protein that this program provides for their blood sugar stabilization. And those of us that are hypoglycemic, and I'm one of them, really can't do a lot of intermittent fasting. So this is my contribution to the intermittent fasting world, to the restoration world, to the radical longevity era.
Interesting. How do you feel about the fasting movement that I feel has kind of really picked up speed and it's become very popular amongst well-being goers?
I think that it has its definite merits, but for those of us with reactive hypoglycemia, we can't do the program unless we're taking adrenals, and half the world is deficient in adrenal supplementation. So that's my concern.
What do you mean by, someone's adrenals are shot, and what kind of nutrients make up adrenal supplementation?
I think we're just overamped. You can become overamped by EMFs and non-ionizing radiation. So what we need is a kind of, they call it an adaptogen that either tamps down or tamps up the adrenal output, which are truly your stress glands. And that's where I like to see some ashwagandha, that's natural ashwagandha without any pesticides, loving ashwagandha, and pantothenic acid, which is the stress vitamin par excellence, at least 500 milligrams 3 or 4 times a day.
In one of the rules, you go through foods that cause us to age. What are some of the forbidden fruits you like to warn people against?
It's not so much the foods, although there are three particular foods that will cause you to age faster than you should. One of them is bacon, the second one is cheese, the third one is a lot of butter. These are all ketogenic foods, Poppy, that are so popular today. They're very high in advanced glycation end products, which is a natural toxin that's inherent in animal products and can also be increased by the way in which you cook your foods. So I think if you can reduce those foods as much as you can and only steam and poach and braise and soup and pop a load some of your foods, that would be better than roasting, broiling, grilling, and frying. Because that's where you're getting all these advanced glycation end products. And now that we're approaching summer and the thrill of the grill, you've got to be marinating before you do anything with that grill, for God's sakes. If you read this book, you'll never look at foods the same way, I guarantee, but it'll keep you young and healthy for a very long time.
Absolutely. And do you personally have a plant-based diet?
Not at all. I need meat. I need to get grounded. I'm in my head too much. Meat is very grounding. It's very satisfying for me. I have a B blood type. I don't talk about that in this particular book, but I need a balance. So I do animal foods, plant foods. I do eggs. I don't do dairy. I don't tolerate dairy very well. And I don't do grains. So you'll see that the program that's in the book is kind of grain free. We give you a little dairy because it affects the way your body absorbs iron, but everybody can tolerate a little bit of yogurt, I believe.
So I think often, and I'm sure you've experienced this with so many of your clients, everyone has this motivation. They'll listen to this interview. They'll get the book. They'll be like, yep, I'm ready for a change. But then somewhere along the line, we then struggle to put these healthy habits into action. What are your thoughts and maybe any tools or tips you've shared with people to, you know, actually put their health first and stick to, you know, these principles that we know are true?
Well, here's the fact of the matter. You're learning from somebody that's in her 70s, not somebody that's 30 years old and writing a book on anti-aging or 40 years old and writing a book on anti-aging. My teacher lived to the age of 106. She was the grand dame of alternative nutrition. So I was able to learn from a woman that actually lived the life and walked the walk and walked the talk. So you're learning from the student of a master, because I give credit to her as being the master teacher. And so there's nothing like experience. There's nothing like longevity. And the proof is in the longevity, for heaven's sakes. Well, that's number one. But we also provide number two, support systems online. We have a Radical Longevity Facebook group that I am involved with on a daily basis. So that's also a place where we can reinforce the habits, reinforce the diet, give you more tips and tricks, and then keep you up to date on the latest research, because it's always changing.
In your eyes, what do you think the greatest threat is to receiving information like the books you're writing? Like, where do people get misled?
I think there's too much noise out there. There's too much conflicting information, and there's not a single voice that they can listen to. So people hop around to this influencer, that influencer, and sometimes their messages are very divergent. So stick to one person where you feel comfortable about the way that they present their message, that they look the part, that they really walk the part. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people I go to dinner with that are very, very well known in the field, and I'm the only one taking vitamins at the meal. And then I see everybody drinking all kinds of liquor, all kinds of wine, all kinds of whiskey, even though I think a little vodka is probably very healthy. So I pay very close attention to how these people look and what they do and what their habits are. And that's what your followers need to do as well, Poppy.
On the subject of liquor, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think a glass of red wine is helpful in the evening, or actually is that not really something that you agree with?
No, actually, it is very helpful because it tamps down iron, which is a real problem as you get older. So a little bit of wine is fine. Moderation is the key, but it's very hard to be moderate. We're very extreme in this society. So a little bit of wine, a little bit of coffee for those that want, provided it's the healthiest wine and the healthiest coffee. I think it's all very healthy. I feel that there's something in vodka that makes people live a very long and fruitful life. So I like the hard stuff, personally.
What about tequila?
A little tequila never hurt anybody either.
All my tequila drinking friends will be thrilled to hear. We'll be thrilled to hear that. And lastly, before we go, I would love to ask two questions. First of all, how does our diet affect our sleep? Because I think I just read 60 million Americans are struggling with sleep at the moment. And so what are your thoughts on sleep?
I think it's so important to calm yourself before sleep and take a little baking soda and salt, which actually calms the acidity. People become too acidic before they sleep because they're watching the news or looking at their iPads or looking at their computers. So the salt or baking soda is a real tip for sleeping well. And that's
so drinking that or just bathing in that?
Well, you're going to bathe twice a week, but I also drink a little bit. Because most people are very acidic. The news will make you very angry, very upset, very fearful. That puts you in a very acidic pH mode. So taking a little salt before you go to bed or a little baking soda, and I'm talking about a pinch, maybe an eighth to a quarter teaspoon, and a little bit of water is a real tip for that.
And how much water? A whole glass of water with a pinch of?
No, 4 ounces, because you'll be up all night going to the bathroom. You just want 4 ounces of water, but it's the best tip I can pass along to your followers.
Yeah, that's a brilliant tip. What are the usual causes for people waking up in the night? Is that related to their food that they've decided to have for dinner the night before?
Sometimes, yes, but sometimes it's just an adrenal surge. We call it the adrenal or cortisol surge, and that's where supplementing with an adrenal gland supplement, that ashwagandha that I'm talking about, the pantothenic acid, and the salt. Your adrenals need salt, so there you go.
And lastly, on the subject of how much to take of these supplements, because there's a lot of discussion around the recommended dosage on the back of supplements actually isn't always accurate for how much you need. What are your thoughts on this and how best to, you know, make sure you're getting the right amount of supplements?
I can say that my book has a table of all the key supplements, and I give you the range that's most appropriate. If you're a little reticent, start at the lowest range and then proceed up to the highest range. But you do need 5 milligrams of magnesium per pound of body weight. You do need a certain amount of zinc every day, a certain amount of vitamin C. You can't overdo a good thing with vitamin C. And then, of course, quercetin to knock out the any kind of inflammatory response. So I lay it out as best I can based on my 40 years of research. So read my book and you too will learn and join my group. I mean, people are so invited to join my group and we can answer questions individually. Oh, I'm so glad you have the book. I'm so delighted.
I do indeed. Thank you so much for your time today. And everyone who's listening, this book is so wonderful. Every single page is just how Anne Louise speaks, just full to the brim of information.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure knowing you. God bless.
Thank you for listening. It would be a huge support if you wouldn't mind rating, subscribing, and sharing this podcast. I also would love to hear from you. So please find me at Poppy Jamie on Instagram, DM me, and I would love to hear your thoughts on any of the topics that we discuss. Download Happy Not Perfect, my app that's designed to boost your mood and help you sleep and give you mindfulness in less than 5 minutes. It's packed full of science-backed tools and rituals to give your mind the care it needs. Sending lots of love and energy. See you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.